Hey, I'm gonna play our intro song for us.
All right, hit it.
To the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
We're gonna sing it to you because I don't think you can hear it.
I can't hear it.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. This is what it sounds like. And Shayna's beautiful singing voice is what you're missing. Bow,
bow. I don't know if you're missing it.
That's right, it is the swallows.
No.
The swallows are here.
No.
I made water.
That's
it's sitting
fine.
Right on the
That's
counter.
Fine.
I forgot.
That's fine.
All the stuff. All right, the swallows are here. Thank you so much for joining us on this Happy Thoughts Thursday. That's right, it is Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Back with Nurse X.
Yes, I'm excited. How is your, it's been 2 weeks since we've spoken with you.
Has it already been 2 weeks?
It has, to the day.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? I thought it was 1 week, but it's been two.
I thought it was two. That's crazy. All right.
Well, you two have been busy because Shayna last week never looked up from her sewing machine. Right. So that's how I know it's been 2 weeks.
Yes.
Well, I saw the picture of her. You've lost a lot of weight.
I know. It's just falling off me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Right? Working her to death.
It's pretty funny. It's been wild, you know? Yeah. It has been a wild time right now, and what we're all experiencing and going through.
Don't you just feel like what in the holy hell has just happened?
Yeah, like we're living in a movie.
Yeah, it's like the great pause, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happening. No one's really sure what to do, but it's really bad out there. So don't go. You know, I mean, it's the strangest thing.
The world has stopped. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Well, some are like, ha ha ha, I don't take anything seriously.
I can't. Well, there's still those people out there.
Yeah.
Well, and then the douchebags in Michigan. I mean, I don't even know what the hell that is.
What's going on?
Oh my gosh, have you seen it? Okay, so they went to the Capitol and they did a traffic jam. So nobody could get through anywhere, and they protested in their cars about the lockdown. And they're one of the worst states for the coronavirus right now.
Oh my God. What are
asinine.
They, what are they protesting? That they don't want to be locked down?
Must
that
be.
They want their rights. The loss of rights.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up. It's insane. They're freaking douchebags.
You know
it's
what?
Incredible.
The loss of rights. You know, I mean,
it's not normal circumstances. I'm sorry we're in a lockdown to save your lives.
Exactly. And what selfishness, and right? What an utter act of selfishness.
Yeah. Just asinine.
They are not happy with their governor, it sounds like.
Nope. Not happy at all.
They were chanting, lock her up, protesting, waving Trump flags against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus restrictions.
Wow.
Pissed as hell. Yep.
Holy.
And what mackerel. I wonder what their percentage is there.
They're high.
Yeah, aren't they?
They're one of the highest. It's a couple of days ago they were saying it's still Louisiana, Washington, California, New York, New Jersey, Colorado, and Michigan were the highest.
Wow.
Insane. Yeah. And they're all right out there.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Big crowds, no protection. They're not protecting themselves.
Uh-uh.
Nothing.
But they're idiots. That's what everyone's doing on the trails here in Colorado.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess they're kind of doing their own. We're not going to stay home. And they're just flooding the trails and the parks and when they shouldn't be doing that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, and I guess the thing that kind of set them off was that they cordoned off all of the gardening supplies and everything in the Walmarts. And people were just like, I can't even grow a garden, losing their minds.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that. We need something to do at home. And I feel like if you're in your own yard, you should be okay, right?
The problem?
Right. You should be able to work. You know what I think is hilarious is that everyone always stayed home until they were told to stay home. And then they were like, what? I can't stay home. I have to go out. And it's like, but you're not even a nature person, and now you're into hiking?
Yeah, exactly. And now you want to get out?
Right.
You don't even like that dog, and now you're walking him?
Right.
Poor dogs. And the other side is people are going batshit crazy about a virus that kills 5% of the people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, yeah, like more people die in car accidents, and actually our death numbers, and this is really morbid, but they've gone down even with the influx of the stupid deaths from the coronavirus. Our death rate in the United States has gone down exponentially.
Well, sure. It's insane. Because people aren't out there being stupid.
Probably less overdoses.
There's no murders. Well, that's debatable.
Yeah.
They're saying there's an influx of that crap going on, but there's less crimes, less murders, less car accidents, all that stuff. So it's very interesting. Like our ER is nothing other than coronavirus.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, there's no wait times.
If you get hurt, now's the time to do it, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Unless you have to go to the ICU and then you're fucked.
Exactly. Then you're fucked.
Just hurt yourself a little bit.
Yeah, just minor.
Yeah, just a little. But if you're too sick to go to the hospital, don't go. But,
right.
Yeah.
It's
That's
so
weird.
Crazy.
So in Michigan, they've got over 28,000 confirmed cases.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
And look at that.
They're bonkers.
Here's the pictures of the street where they blocked. I mean, they clogged the entire downtown area for this protest.
Yeah.
And most of them were not wearing masks is what they're
saying.
None
of them. They're idiots.
Wow. Yeah.
And they were just screaming, we will not comply. We will not comply. I bet you there's a lot of militias, though, there in Michigan.
I don't know.
Well, Detroit's pretty scary. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there, but it sounds scary.
Don't go.
It's interesting to me that it's like, wow. I mean, just even for your own precautionary safety, you're not even going to take that into consideration.
Man, the sheriff is not having it.
Think about all these conspiracy theorists that are just losing their minds saying there's not even anything going on. They're not sharing anything with us. There's nothing wrong. They're just trying to take my freedom, all this stuff. I mean, it's insane. It's just insane. And like, you know, we had a person die at our hospital last night, you know, and we had five people admitted from the ER, and we had, you know, four people go up to the ICU. I mean,
all for corona.
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
No joke.
Yeah.
It's no joke. Yeah. And what's really strange is like my unit on labor and delivery, you know, we're not seeing all of the ridiculousness like, oh, I'm having contractions or whatever, you know,
right.
Like it's all legit.
Yeah.
But even us, we're low voluming people and taking pandemic pay and going bonkers sitting there waiting for something to happen. And you know, we're not trained to go to the ICU floor. I feel really bad because I could totally go up there, but I'd be in the way.
Right, you know? Right. Because you don't even, that's not your floor. That's
you're
not
labor
where you
delivery
right.
lady.
Yeah.
Specialist.
Yeah. I mean, give me a vagina. I'll tell you what's going on.
Me too. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, totally side note. My daughter's a lesbian, which, you know, whatever.
Right.
And I always joke with her about that she'll never have as much vagina as I will.
That's the truth. You tell her, dream on, sister.
Unless she goes in the family business.
Right. Well, and I could tell her stories about fisting. I mean, let's be real.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Listen, there's melons popping out of there.
Yeah.
Big old melon heads.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not well versed in that part, but.
Good times.
No wonder you wanted to bring butter to butter up Shana's boobs.
Yeah, right?
I needed the lube.
Yeah.
The
lube. You wanted to butter up her boobs because you're ready for some upstairs business.
Yes.
You're spending too much time in the basement.
Different scenery.
That's part of the gig, too, unfortunately.
Oh, right? Right. Lactation.
Yeah. Lactation. Yeah.
I have a friend that's going to come lactate for me, and she's going we're going to make milkshakes.
Yeah,
that's great.
Out of her breast milk. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Shaunina.
Yeah, it's good for eczema.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Oh, you just rub it. I don't have any, but I'll rub it on my face anyway.
Rub it on. Be a great facial.
Yes,
a
it would.
Facial cream. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's
we'll
a whole
the fridge,
like.
Though.
There's a whole group of women on Facebook that are kind of funky with, you know, like the organic stuff. And there's this whole group about breast milk and how it heals everything and corona and all that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Oh my
it heals
gosh.
Corona?
Oh, it doesn't.
Oh.
But it's
dang.
Just it's the naturopathic,
I was
you
like,
know.
Get that girl over here.
Yeah, right. Squeeze. And milk that Betty.
Get some juice.
I did see where they opened up the milk banks again so that the moms could get milk and give milk.
Yeah, we were
milk.
Really worried about the NICU babies because
yeah.
We try and give them the donor milk all the time. And that was one of the things that we were trying to conserve. But now it's looking good. And actually, we're in the green with our PPE. We just got a whole bunch of shipments to Colorado. So
oh, good.
We're still conserving and you know, making sure that we're using it improperly.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But according to the CDC, we're using it great. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Good. Pretty well, interesting. That's good. Well, we're not making the extreme PPEs, but we are just making the you know, the regular.
Just for the cotton masks, yeah, just for consumers. The civilians.
Yep, civilians don't.
For the unessential employees.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
The people, we're the sacrificial employees. You guys are like the regular peeps. It's all good.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And I wish I could get all the checkers at my King Supers to wear them because they don't seem to be wearing them at all.
Yeah.
That's irritating.
It's weird.
Me.
It's you weird. Know, now they've got those screens up. They're not bothering to do anything. It's very bizarre.
It is bizarre. Are they cleaning those every day? You know what I mean? Exactly. Are they cleaning them all the time, every couple hours?
Okay, so I went to the store this weekend, and I watched a guy wipe down in between each customer. I was like two or three back in line. I watched him wipe down the whole entire everything anybody touched. So I think they are really doing stuff.
Good.
Some are doing more than others because I was at Walgreens and the dude at the cashier was probably in his late 80s and he was bitching. He's like, well, this is stupid. It's just a flu. I ain't wearing no mask. I mean, come on. I lived through the Spanish flu. You know what I mean? It was like, dude, you should probably go home.
I thought, well, if you lived through the Spanish flu, then you'd know they wore masks then too.
We had a checker at Walgreens the other day that was wearing the same pair of gloves for who knows how long. I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling people. It's like, you can't just wear them.
You
can't put them on and just wear them and wear them and wear them.
No, you take
them
off.
Contaminating everything.
And you throw
and
them
in the parking
lot. And
how pissed off are you at seeing them all over the parking lot?
That's what I was going to say.
It's so disgusting. You know, it really is true, though. The worst thing in this world is humans.
Oh, yeah.
We're
all disgusting, and we have
frickin'
no
pigs.
Common courtesy for anybody else.
Total dirty asses, right?
Yes, totally. Totally. Yeah. Has it been a little more quiet these last couple weeks for you at the hospital then?
You know, we're still working 3 and 4 shifts a week, and if we get low-volumed on the slower units like the PACU because they're not doing elective surgeries and, labor and delivery and stuff, we have the option to go float and be a resource in some of the other units. So that's been kind of eye-opening. And some people are just declining to do it, which, you know, everybody's got to make their own kind of personal choice. I mean, we're not going to fault anybody for being scared or not doing stuff. But, you know, I have a 68-year-old nurse that I work with who's been a nurse forever, who's like, I worked through Ebola and, you know, the dengue and AIDS and all these things, and I'm not going to let no stupid fucking coronavirus hold me back, you know?
Right.
Like, so it just kind of depends on people and where they're at in life and what they've figured out. So,
you know, I agree with her. Don't let it hold you back, but be smart.
But still,
cover yourself, wash your hands, don't go out if you don't have to. You know, like Saturday we went to Walmart, right? Like, I haven't left the house in 7 days when it came to Saturday, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. Let's go grocery shopping. So we go to Walmart, and as we're walking in, you know, you have to do the little line thing and wait and what.
Right.
There are children everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Kids, just, you know, because it's Easter weekend.
Right.
And but it's like they have no masks on. They have nothing. They're running through the store, touching everything in the aisles, playing with the toys, just like normal, right? Just like they normally would be doing. But it's like, Mom and Dad, what the hell is wrong with you? Number one, why'd you bring them to the store? And number two, why are you letting them run everywhere and touch everything? You don't know who they're rubbing up against. You don't know who they're bumping into.
Well, and like, I think, okay, so I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt because I saw two things this week when I went to the store. The first one is like, it's a single mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't have an option.
I get that.
I'm like, okay, I kind of get that. But then I'm watching this mom wearing a mask and this little maybe 2-year-old sitting in the little seat area on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's sitting there and the kid gets pulled through on the cashier side. So the kid's not even blocked from the...
Right. Now they're on the same side with the cashier.
Yeah, I'm like, that kind of defeats the whole purpose
the
there. You're wearing a mask, but yet you don't care about your toddler. I don't understand what's up with. I don't get people.
And you just sent him through the other side of the screen.
Yeah,
the infected side.
Yeah, well,
the infected. Well,
or if that kid is
or
a carrier,
kid infected, yeah,
right, and
who
then
knows?
Gives it to the cashier because they have to go. And kids are drooling and
kids
snotty,
are killing
and
us
they
all.
Spit everywhere. And
well, you know, they've got snot running down into their mouth.
Oh, and they wipe their hands, your nose with their hands, and and then touch the cards.
Stop!
And,
stop yeah. talking about it. Guys, let's go back it's to true. The fisting.
We'll go back to fisting. All I can talk about fisting all day long.
Just real quick, Nurse X. There is a gentleman in the room, or person in the room, named Nurly Khan, and he okay. is in Kazakhstan. And he can tell you about corona. In my country, we have more than 100 doctors infected with the virus in one day.
Wow.
I believe it.
So, wow. I mean, yeah. all these people, like we were talking about the folks in Michigan and even the ones that are in our own neighborhoods that are running around like, this is not a big deal. Right. Who gives a fuck? I don't need to be taking precautions. Right. Even the doctors who are taking precautions are getting sick. Mm-hmm. Do you know yep. what I mean? So that right there tells you, as normal civilians, that we need to be protecting ourselves and the people around us.
Right, right. Well, like the doctor, they interviewed one doctor that was home because he had to self-quarantine. He's like, this is making me crazy. He's like, mm-hmm. I can't even do what I'm trained to do.
Right.
Because it took me out right in the beginning. So like just recently, right. he went back to work and he's like, this is so crazy. And he feels so bad because he missed out on 2 weeks where he could have been there. Right. He could have been helping. And now the other doctors are exhausted because there's so many that are sick.
Mm-hmm. Because they had to cover for him. Yeah, yep. That's the part that that people don't get. Because like, I know, you know, we joke and we bitch about nursing and all and medicine and stuff, but we really are like caregivers. That's why we go into it. Right. You definitely don't go into it for the money because we don't make shit.
Right.
Comparatively. But right. like it really is a calling. And when you're sitting on the sidelines, it's driving you crazy.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten calls multiple times. We need your help. We need your help. Can you come in? And I just jump because I know what it's like when you don't have enough workers there. And we've had people sick and we've had people quarantined and we've had people getting the testing done and stuff. And it's just really hard to watch. So I totally understand where he's coming from.
It yeah. sucks. And you know, it's like, okay, I'm going in. People need me.
Was that the guy though, who's going to be able to use his antibodies or something? And hopefully because he's now, so how does that
work? That's the big thing that they're talking about right now is they're asking anybody that's like recovered from it by like 2 weeks. So if you've been virus free or back to work after 2 weeks, to come and donate blood, because we're short on blood because people aren't donating because they're quarantined.
Right.
But they're also asking for people that have had it to donate blood because they feel like the antibodies might be introduced into people and help them with their immunity.
Okay.
Plus they're testing people that have had it with the antibodies in it to see if they can use that for the vaccine, which
right.
let's talk about the vaccine, guys, because this is one of my big thing that's really pissing me off.
Okay, let's
go. So they've been talking about this vaccine for, being ready in 18 to 24 months. And I don't know how much we talked about this last time, but like I've done a lot of research on it and we've all been kind of talking about it in the community. And the fastest virus we've ever been able to make was the mumps virus, and it took 4 years to create.
Oh, my God.
And so usually a virus going through all the testing takes about 20 years to come to the market. And that's going through all the trials and the test groups and all these other things. So this virus that they're saying is going to be available in 18 to 24 months, that terrifies me, because how many steps are they skipping
in
order to get this on the market?
Yeah.
Right. I'm telling you right now, they're saying that they're going to make sure that all the healthcare workers get it first.
Oh.
I'm sure shit, not taking that shit.
No.
I'm not taking it.
What else is in there, right? And how are they going to clean it up and refine it as they work on it after the first dose?
Well,
and a lot of the viruses or the vaccines that they came up with in Africa for like dengue flu and stuff like that, and a couple of the other ones, they actually rushed to the market. And when they introduced the virus, the live virus, to kids who had never been exposed, they got sick and died.
Oh.
So like these are things that they don't think about when they're rushing to try and do this. And viruses are so strange in their etiology, or the way that they're caused and the way they change,
right.
that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to be rushing this.
Don't they say that this one keeps morphing? It keeps changing?
A little bit, yeah. And the thing that we should be focusing on, and this is just totally my opinion, but with studying it, and we actually were talking to one of the virologists at the hospital, is that you know we should be focusing on the antibodies and figuring out who's had it so that everybody can just go back to work if they've already gotten it.
Right.
We can kind of like separate people. And that's what they've been doing in Germany and a lot of the other places. And they've been able to isolate who's got it, who had it, where they got it from. And they haven't had as bad of a case as what we've had going on here.
Oh. That means they must be testing, though. And we're not testing.
We're not testing for antibodies or for the damn virus.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
It's frustrating as hell.
And
you know?
why aren't we doing that?
Well, and I don't know why. I know at first we just didn't have any tests, and now like we actually had a traveler that lost her mind and wanted to get tested, and of course we don't test in our emergency room unless somebody gets admitted. So we can do the test at the hospital, and we have the rapid as well. But for some reason, they've just decided that they're not going to test anybody in the ED. They're just going to presume that they have it, and so I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why we're not testing. And I don't know why we've closed down most of the drive-through ones.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's very bizarre. Yeah.
Are the tests not working? Are they not accurate?
Well, they're working, and they're saying that the rapids have too many false negatives, but I'm not sure why they've stopped all these testing everywhere and why they've shut down the temporary, like, they took all the doctors and nurses from the boats outside of New York and they put them into the hospitals because nobody was going to the boats.
Yeah.
And they were going to do the convention center here and they've decided we don't have enough cases.
Yeah.
It's all very bizarre. And like, if I were more of a conspiracy theorist, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. But, what's
really
going on?
That's kind
of
where I'm at. And that's why I wanted to back up on the vaccine thing. And they're saying they could have it ready in 18 months or whatever. Maybe
I just don't believe that.
Maybe that's accelerated because they've been working on it.
Right, the whole time.
The science doesn't back that.
No?
That's the part that's so scary about it. Like if you read anything about any kind of viruses, there's so many things out there on how long it actually takes to bring it to market and other drugs and stuff. And if they're rushing it that fast, I mean, even 2 years is like unheard of.
That's scary.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if they've known about this virus a lot longer than we know and have been working preemptively behind the scenes. And now that they're able to talk about it and say, okay, it's right, we've got this virus.
Right. Or the other thing, you know, with them saying now that maybe it came from that bio factory in China, that maybe they already had an anecdote and maybe they're just kind of like gonna throw that at us.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah,
there's so much weird shit around this.
Now
whole
I would
thing.
Believe
I
that I would believe that they already have the antidote.
Yeah, and I do not believe it started in the wet market. I believe this was an engineered
biochemical
that's
virus.
What I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that's kind of what, if I don't know if you watch the updates every day that the president does, but that was kind of what he alluded to yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff, and it's like Fox News, and it's a lot of like credible resources, not somebody's blog that has talking about a lot of evidence that it did start in the biochemical factory, and then the lady went out to the wet market and spread it out to people.
That's exactly what we talked about over a month ago with our conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, and it seems really plausible at this point. I mean, and he all but confirmed it yesterday in the press release, so I don't know.
Oh, that's
it's
even scarier, though. That's far more frightening if that's what's happened, because that means it could happen at any time
again.
With any kind of virus and a far more dangerous situation.
A more dangerous one.
And was this a practice?
Right.
You know what I mean?
This was a test.
Exactly. This was a test. How fast will it go? How rapidly will it go? Because I'm telling you, over there, what's it called? Where it came from, where the wet market
Wuhan,
is?
Wuhan.
How many people really died there?
Well, that's the thing. Either they're lying to us because they're saying they only had 80,000 cases.
That's bullshit.
But then if that's true, what's really interesting about that is Beijing, which is not that far away, didn't get a single case.
Right.
They're saying all the places where all of the politicians and everything live, they didn't get any cases. None of them contracted it. So either they're lying because their people are expendable because it's a communist country or they're hiding something from us.
Yeah.
I was sent an article from a friend of mine who is a conspiracy theorist, Richard, and he said that since this virus has started, there has been a drop of over 21 million fewer cell phone usages in China.
Yep. Yeah.
So where are those 21 million
people.
Cell phone users?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, and what was interesting about that article was it said that that's how they track their people and their health records.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so if 21 million people disappear out of 4 point whatever they are, how many billion are there? 1.4
billion? 1.4,
billion. Like, why do they care?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They know because they...
Population control. It was a test on how to get rid of some of their unnecessary people. And I know that seems really cold and heartless. But
no, I totally agree.
It seems real.
It's going to take out the weak immune. It's going to take out the old ones who are costing your health care anyways.
And the stupid.
And the stupid who are also costing your health care.
God, we can only hope that it's the stupid.
More stupid than old, maybe, if we're lucky. But that's...
I mean, if we could just pick...
Right, if we get to pick one demo. Shane and I were talking about this, theorizing, and I like to think about the fringes of things.
Right.
Perhaps this was a small test They wanted to see what this virus would do, and then it got out of control.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they got a million people dead, and they're like, shit, we better tell them we've lost a couple thousand people. So,
I agree.
And then that doctor came out and said, he leaked the information. People are dying over here.
Yeah.
And then they had to address it.
They had to say something, yeah.
And so they totally squashed the numbers, because China's never told us the truth about anything. There's no way they're going to fucking tell us the truth about this.
Why would they?
Well, all the government as a whole has never told the truth to any of the people, especially China.
They're
The way that all the governments reacted to it, very calmly, oh, it's okay.
Oh, it's not
Yeah, they all knew about it too. Because they're like, okay, it's okay, it's okay. You know what? Calm down. We'll give we'll give you some money. Yep. Everybody just take a little vacation.
Yep.
Let us get our shit cleaned up, and then we'll go back to life as normal. I totally feel like all of the governments internationally all knew about this thing, and then it got out of control, and they were like, shit.
We better help the people, or they're going to find out that we just had a chemical or viral attack on our nation.
A biological
attack on our nation. And just like Putin's not going to say, oh, Russia's full of coronavirus. No.
Right.
We have 8 cases. Right. We're fine. Get away from us.
Well, yeah. So they don't appear
weak. But yet they're asking for ventilators. So
Right. So then lying. But hey, you know what? If you're not using those...
we don't need them, but maybe we could have them. they seem fun. They might work
I read a really interesting article about gaslighting in the nation and how
Shane is all over that.
I'm all over the gaslighting. Let's hear it.
Did you read that article? I posted it. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Because they're talking about how the advertisers and everybody's going to come out with everything's okay and we're all happy, and to be happy again, you got to buy this and this and this. And and I just loved the message of it that was like, hey, pause for a minute, you know, reabsorb, think about what you've taken out of your life, and do you really need to bring it back in?
Absolutely.
And don't listen to the talking heads, and like really like reabsorb and kind of percolate on it a little bit and decide kind of where you need to be at it, and don't listen to everything that you're told and fed.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy.
Turn off your television.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
right.
Because they're all telling us the exact same things, but they're not telling us any information.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
that's the problem.
We recommend that you do this, but you know, if you want, go outside. But don't go outside.
Yeah. So don't go out back. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
go for a walk, but not with other people.
Right, yes. Right.
Plant your garden, but do it alone.
Right.
But don't do it outside.
But don't go shopping for your gardening supplies, because that's not essential. You
right.
Know?
And this is the one thing that's driving me crazy. They make us stand outside the grocery store, but I go inside and all the employees are not wearing masks.
Well, and there's no spacing in the
there's
store.
There's no spacing at all. Why am I waiting outside? This is fucking ridiculous.
Right.
You're not doing anything.
And they're letting 40 people in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
And that stoner with the iPad standing at the door has no fucking clue how many people are in that store.
No.
He don't know. He's just looking at the iPad. Oh, yeah, go in.
That's what we asked him.
I mean, we don't know.
We're like, oh, you're keeping track. And he's like, I guess that's what I'm supposed to do today.
You know what I mean?
And we were like,
fucking playing solitaire on that iPad.
But it's a visual. It's a visual. You walk up.
But I look official.
See,
I look official.
Yep,
we look like we're doing what we're supposed to.
You see the queue set up.
He's not wearing a mask.
The guy standing there. So then you think, okay, we better be good because they're watching us. They're on
stay
us.
In line.
But they're not. They don't give a crap.
They're not.
Nah.
The people that they say, they want to make King Super's employees first responders. I don't want no fucking deli guy giving me mouth to mouth.
Listen, they don't shower well.
No, that produce guy at our store is gross as shit.
Yeah.
And he hasn't showered since he started working there.
Yeah.
And I do not want him touching me with his cucumbers. You know what I mean? Let me die.
Oh my gosh. I went to the store the other day, and the poor guy in the meat department was like unloading hamburger meat, and these horrible Karens were all around him, like stalking him and like getting in his space. And the poor guy was just like, fuck it, threw the thing down, walked away.
Yeah.
Like, people are just like,
and there's
crazy.
No spacing there. You're all over him.
Yep.
Like, and whatever happened to just common courtesy? Just stand
Nothing.
Back
it's gone.
And
it's
wait
gone.
For him to do his job.
People have. People have lost their minds.
Yep. I told the employee at the store the other day, I said, you guys need what they have at Home Depot. You know, when they close the aisle and then they stock it and they reopen aisle.
Yeah, those gates.
Yeah. I said, that's what you guys need.
They'll kick them.
You need little gates around you. So it's like, I am stocking this area. Just wait.
Yeah, because they're hovering. You're trying to put stuff on the shelves and people are just hovering.
Grabbing
over
it.
They are. They're just
hands.
Right there. Like, yep. They were like reaching around this guy trying to grab a hamburger and he had a whole like pallet of it. And I'm like, you guys.
Yeah.
Just let the dude work.
And why are you so manic? Why are you acting so frantic right now?
It's like, because the media has perpetuated that fear. It's insane. It's insane.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something. Sean and I don't stock our house up really with anything. It's just the two of us.
I don't believe it.
So 2-3 weeks ago, we were like, okay, we'll go buy some food. We'll go buy some stuff. We still have all that stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, I told him, I said, I'm glad we did not go crazy because... You just overdo. You overdo. You overdo. And you don't need to, right? You don't need to. Mm-mm. It's fine.
I've got a cupboard full of food. I have 4 teenage daughters. They don't want to eat the food in the cupboard.
Right.
They only want the disposable food.
Right.
So I keep buying stuff for my cupboard and it never goes away.
Exactly.
It's like magic. But the chips and the soda, man, they're gone.
They're gone, exactly.
And then they want to go to the gas station and get some more.
How's your cookie habit?
Okay, my candy is still really over the top ridiculous.
Still over the top,
Yeah, it's insane. I bought my last 2 bags of the Nerds Easter candy for a discounted price, and I'm really sad because now I'm going to have to go back to the $5.99 package Nerds.
Full price Nerds.
I'm so sad. And I dyed my own hair, which I said I wasn't going to do, but shit got real.
Yeah.
You girls are great. I love you women.
I did the same thing.
It was no joke. I ripped off my nails.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. My daughter shaved herself a mohawk.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So it's a little crazy around here.
Well, yesterday I gave 3 haircuts in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I gave one to Sean, one to Marlon, and one to our friend Eric.
Yeah.
Yep. And
The kid was trying to cut her pixie herself, and the guard fell off. So it was just like, well. All right, here we go.
Corona mohawk.
I wanted a mohawk. I told Shana to shave a mohawk into my head, but instead she cut me a really classy faux hawk. That's
okay.
I'm still going to wear it. It looks good.
I saw another person on my Facebook page. Her is a picture of her. Her head is shaved bald, and she's like, to my hairdresser, I am so sorry. I could not take it anymore. We'll just call this a fresh grow out.
See you in 12 weeks.
So hard at that.
I have an appointment in June with my hair guy, and I'm like really hoping I get to do it because another box is in my future here. And he texted me. He's like, an R. Six, okay. Level R6, okay.
Just go get like, that. Okay, just try to stay in the same level.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I went to the store and I'm like, help.
Yeah.
Shane is like, damn, Sally's should be essential.
That's what I said.
Sally's beauty should be open right
now.
Be
essential.
Well, look how much they like. They use all the Barbicide and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're disinfecting like crazy there.
They are.
All the places.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a freaking distillery or a dispensary open, but we're not going to have the hair people.
Exactly.
My girlfriend, she does fashion shows with us, and she's a hairstylist, and so she's like, okay, people, I'm doing Zooms and FaceTimes with people to help them do their hair. And so she put a video of herself up doing a FaceTime with one of her clients and telling her, nope, not that deep. Come out a little bit more. Nope.
Don't cut it there.
Like telling her and walking her through it step by step how to dye her hair and do her hair. She's like, please, people, we have hundreds of hours in your hair.
Yes.
I spend $200 every 6 weeks on my hair.
Oh,
so
man.
Buying a $10 box is like,
and then it doesn't feel the same when you're done.
No,
it doesn't.
You're like, damn.
And actually, my roots are a different color than my actual hair because the gray was like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. That's me too. My mom, because I've been making masks like crazy, Friday morning she calls. She's like, how's it going? What'd you get done this morning? And I said, well, I got my hair dyed. And she goes, you know what? First things first. And I was
right? Like, yeah. Priorities, bitches. Yes. Priorities.
I can't even tell you.
This is a big facade here, okay? It takes a lot to maintain this bitch, all right?
And like, come on. It's hard enough to control the eyebrows, you know? Like,
my eyebrows are getting out of control. I noticed that this morning.
It's getting real.
I'm getting bored when I'm plucking my eyebrows.
Right? So I got my eyebrows microbladed right before this all happened.
Yeah.
And it's time for a touch up. And let me tell you, I'm like having to pencil and do all kinds of magic. It's now like not like, even a joke.
Yeah. It's bad because you're so spoiled that now it's like, shit.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Do I really need these eyebrows?
Right, just shave those too. Jason says, luckily he is also a low maintenance bitch. He's got it pretty easy. Same with
Lucky him.
Hey, Mac is also Amber.
Amanda
uh-huh. is also the same.
I'm sure your listeners are just loving this chat about me.
No, you know
sure
what?
They're
all relating. Because there's not a woman right? that's listening to this podcast that is not looking at their gray hair and their hair and being like, I need a cut, I need a blend, I need a dye.
I consider myself to be low maintenance. But
okay, I don't.
I would give anything to be able to go to Sally's and buy a new fucking fingernail file because all of mine are dead, and I should have did it before this happened. But I didn't go to
Walgreens. I got you some from Walgreens.
Well, and that's the thing. I made an essential trip to Walgreens the other day for a nail file.
Yeah,
that's
see?
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was essential.
All you girls are doing the exact same thing. So this is a fascinating conversation because
we're all dying.
Did you see Igenie's nails when we went to dinner on Easter?
No, I didn't.
Oh, her poor thing. They're all cut down to the tips and there's just big chunks of acrylic on her freaking nail bed that she's just slowly picking off. I feel so bad
Can't
for her.
Can't you soak that shit in
acetone?
Or fingernail polish or file. Something?
But then it's just, you're just for days, just days.
But then your nails are so weak underneath. Like mine, I took all mine off and they were like long and pretty, and then I went to work last night and now they're not long and pretty.
Nope, they're all gone.
They're from the chemicals, probably.
Yeah, because they're just weaker.
Well,
when you release that nail from your, or the fake nail from your nail, it just takes
a
couple layers.
800 layers off. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're weak as hell until they grow out, and what's the point?
Yeah, I can't. So. Mary Poppins is like, I can't wait to get this gray gone, and it's like, I couldn't wait. I hate the gray so bad. As soon as I see the gray, I'm like, nah.
It's gotta go.
It's gotta go.
Luckily, I don't mind my gray.
Yeah, we just cut yours off.
Yeah, Shana gave me the greatest haircut. She's a good haircutter. If you want her to come on over, she's doing haircuts in the driveway.
Shit, I need a trim.
Yeah, right.
With masks.
You can't lose your license because you don't have one, right?
I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of winging it.
I've seen so many
haircuts in my life, and I've given quite a few of that. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, why?
We'll watch a YouTube video. It'll be fine.
What is the worst thing that's going to happen? You go home with a bad haircut and go get you're stuck with it for 6 weeks.
You know what? Put your mask on.
As long as I leave rocking the mullet, I'm cool.
Yeah, exactly.
This would be a good time to bring back the mullet.
Right?
This is a great time to bring back everything.
There's going to be a lot of things coming back.
That's true.
And the porn stash. Like, I'm really hoping the porn stash comes back.
I'm working on mine right now as we speak.
All right.
Mine's growing right now. Has the biggest porn stash.
Mine's bigger.
His is fully grown out. Yeah, so yours is bigger when you grow yours
and
out.
Red.
Yours looks like the middle school version of it.
Yeah, mine.
Well, right now. He's just growing out right now. Yeah. But Yeah,
red.
Sean's, when his is fully grown out, it looks like a broom.
Yeah.
Like a...
like the cartoon guy.
Yeah, where he swept the white line off of the...
The road.
In Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what Sean's mustache looks like.
Right.
All right, that's hot.
It's massive.
It's not just doing it for you?
Totally.
Okay,
Can I come over? Wait till
I tell you it's yellow.
It's not yellow.
It's gray.
It's red.
Red, but it's faded.
It's funny.
It's okay. I married a redhead. I'm all about the redhead.
Oh, you did? See?
She's into the fire.
See, I'm not a redhead on the top of my head.
No.
Just everywhere else, pretty much. Yeah.
Mine's kind of a fire crotch too.
Yeah.
His is.
Not anymore though. I'm all gray bush now.
Well, it all fades to that. It fades to that like uncolor, you know? Like it just kind of goes to.
Yeah,
like,
it's bleh. An uncolor.
It's the uncolor.
It is an uncolor.
Is brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's an uncolor.
It's a very, very uncolor. Hair on you. Ooh, on me.
There you go. Yes. Very merry uncolored bush. To you.
You're crazy.
So real quick, let's just get down to the bones fast because I'm having a lot of fun. But you've been up for 14, 15 hours and worked 20 of it. And so what are you seeing as far as numbers in your facility? Are the numbers going up? Are they going down? Are they flatlining?
Yeah.
You know what's really strange about that is like I feel, and I heard somebody else say this the other day, you know, we had that whole peak and flattening the curve and all that stuff. The numbers are still going to be the same underneath the curve. You know what I mean? Like underneath the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like everybody's going to get it or will get it or has had it. And like that curve, they're still like, how did they explain it? Just like, yeah, we're all worried about flattening the curve and everything, but we're all still going to be underneath that curve.
Right.
Like the numbers are still there.
It's still there. It's not gone.
You know, they said that we may be in our peak right now. It's really hard to tell, you know, because they're saying that a lot of the states are kind of flattening or like they're going down. And like I said, they're getting rid of the place at the convention center and the ship outside of New York and all those places.
Right.
They're seeing a decline in it. I mean, the problem is that these people are taking so long to get off the ventilators and to recover that it's really hard to tell.
Okay.
You know, like we may just be at capacity because that's
people
our capacity and they're all there. And, you know, we're not seeing the decline, but we're not seeing like exponential numbers of people like swarming the emergency room either, you know?
Right.
Okay.
So I don't know.
And
you know, like some states are like, oh, we want to take down the restrictions. Other states are like, oh, we're vamping up.
Right.
I mean, it's just like it's in such weird waves all over the nation because of how it's spread that I'm not sure. You know, like you've got people that, you know, in Connecticut and New Jersey and that are kind of getting weird waves of it because people from Boston went to their second homes and people from New York went to their second homes.
Oh.
And so they've got like a secondary kind of wave. And so it's just really hard. And this disease is such a weird disease and it presents weird. I mean, like half the people have symptoms, half the people don't. You've got mild symptoms, you've got medium symptoms, you've got hospitalization level symptoms, you know, you've got ventilated symptoms. It's just such a strange disease that who knows. I mean, I wish I knew what the answer was. I'd be rich, but
right. Or is, you know, and all that's part of the gaslighting,
right?
You know, because if they present it and make it look like it's everywhere, then of course you believe it, because in your mind's eye, it's happening.
And if we had testing, everybody got tested,
right?
That's the
then
weird
we would
thing.
Know.
Yeah,
the non-testing thing is what is firing the conspiracy theories that there may not even be anything going on,
right?
And the president addressed it yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, like, we are the highest tested country. That's why we have the highest numbers. You know, 500,000 people have recovered from this. You know, it's we still have to keep in our minds that this disease, you know, is still pretty mild in most people.
Right.
Like, you know, my family, a bunch of weirdos, but like I have asthma really bad, and these masks are really, really hard. On people that have asthma.
Yes.
You can't breathe in them. And by the end of the day, I have a horrible, horrible pain in my chest, in my sternum, which is one of the symptoms, and a cough, which is one of the symptoms.
Right.
But then I take 3 days off and I am fine.
And you feel better. Yep. I was just
talking
to my girlfriend.
Last night. Right. I worked last night. I'm short of breath.
Yeah.
I told my mom and my sister, you know, like maybe I have it right now. I don't know. I don't have a fever. I don't have any of the other symptoms. They went out and told all my family I have it.
Oh, and this big old... You're like, I don't know. Because my girlfriend has asthma and I have asthma. And we were talking about that too. Because we're just using the cotton masks.
And she's it's hard
like,
to breathe.
Yeah. And she's like, she had to go to the doctor's yesterday. So she was at the doctor's for like 4 hours because she had a mammogram and some ultrasounds. And then she went to the store after that. She's like, so I was in my mask for like 6 hours straight. And when I got home, I had to use my inhaler. And I was just like, oh, my God. She said, as soon as I got out of the store, I had to pull it off my face and like try to get some good, deep breaths. Because she says that she feels like her lungs are working harder to get less air, you know, and it's triggering her asthma. And she's like, this is insane.
And then you're sitting there going, is that you, Rona?
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
every little thing.
The pollen's been horrible, and I'm like, oh my God, is this it?
Yeah.
Is today the day?
I got the Rona.
Yeah.
I got the Rona.
You know that like 4,600 people died from syphilis in the last 10 years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a lot. Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
That's syphilis.
Yeah, that's syphilis. Yeah.
You got to stick it in to catch that. I just asked everyone in the room if anyone knows anybody who's actually had the coronavirus, and I have yet to find one person.
I thought
person.
You were going to ask me if I knew anybody that had the syphilis, because
no.
I do.
No, well, okay. Well, I don't know. We might. Some of the
we
people
can cure
we
that
know.
With penicillin, though, so we're good.
Right, okay. right.
Right, we're good. We're good.
And so far, you know, only no one has said that they know anyone personally that has actually been sick.
Right.
You know, so I have not known anyone personally. And right. I've got coworkers that say they heard of someone, you know what
okay.
I mean? But
so are you asking me if I know anybody personally?
Yes.
Okay, so one of my sister's best friends that I babysat, who I'm friends with on Facebook, is a nurse, and she was at home with it.
Okay.
I know I have a couple of people that I formerly worked with who one of them died, and the other one is very, very sick right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're all medical professionals, mm-hmm. which is really strange that I just connected that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know another person I know another two or three people personally that I know, like firsthand, they are friends who I keep track of on Facebook. Nobody in my family, plus obviously the whole hospital, I've seen actual corona patients.
Right.
So I know that it is really truly out there, but I really think that it has just been blown so incredibly out of proportion, and the fear and everything.
The fear.
Because like I said, 5% of the people actually get it. Mm-hmm. I don't like, what are we saying, like 0.07% die from it or something
right.
ridiculous
it's
like
so
that
low.
It's so low. I mean, and like the thing that's so stupid is
flu.
Well, and everybody says, oh my god, I'm gonna totally get the immunization for this, I'm gonna get the vaccine for this when it comes out. Half the fucking people on the planet don't even bother getting the flu shot.
I've
never had one.
Right
And the only reason I get them is because
where you
I
work.
Have to.
Yep.
But, like, I have never had the flu in my life.
Right.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that's the thing that's so strange about this is, like, everybody has just, like, blown those so far out of proportion and losing their minds over it for something that kills less than car accidents, less than the flu, less than all these other things. And I'm not trying to make it smaller than it is, because it is a pandemic. It's spread like a motherfucker.
Right.
That's the scary part. I think that's the part that everybody's so
scared about,
freaked out about, is the
how
way
fast.
That it spreads so quickly.
Right.
And no one knew it. It and, came
and
on
no
as this benign cold and then just killing the dick out of people.
Yeah.
Well, and like, and the fact that China just let it go and lied about it and didn't say anything for so long. It's so terrifying.
That's amazing.
That something like that could happen in this day and age with the technology and the news and everything else that we have. How can you hide something like that
mm-hmm.
for so long? That's the thing that scares me to death. And like, this is a minor, minor thing. I mean, Corona's been around for forever. This is just a different strain of it.
Right.
But like the fact that they could do that with such a tiny little virus, think about like what they could do with something
major.
Much more dangerous.
Much more
it's
dangerous.
Amazing that the SARS and the Ebola didn't come and hit us like it did over in Africa and
right.
everywhere else, like
right.
they were saying, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and it's
and we really we didn't do anything to try to mitigate that.
Well, somebody could release a freaking virus downtown Denver and it would spread like wildfire if we weren't like in our homes, you know, like
something
major, major that could kill us like instantly, we'd be toast.
That's,
you know,
I've always
thought
that
this is a perfect example of that.
I've always thought that about open arenas. And I know this is weird, but you take a little canister about the size of a grapefruit full of sarin gas. And
you and I watch the same shows.
You used a water balloon launcher. And you could just send it right into a full stadium of people, and
gone.
Everyone in there, 100,000 people, would be freaking impacted
instantly.
Instantly.
And it's
bit
airborne,
of arsenic,
so who knows?
Little arsenic right in there.
Bad
news, man.
Bad news.
And we are vulnerable, and we've always we just walk around
being
like
vulnerable.
We are invincible.
Yeah.
And
it's that false sense of security we have as Americans.
Yes.
You know? We just are entitled, and we own the world, and whatever. And the reality
and
is,
whatever
look,
we want.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And I don't trust our government. I'm not trying to say I'm in the back door of my government or anything like that. But I think that they do know. And when when they're going over the top like this, it's because they do know
they messed up.
What they're telling us is only a portion of the truth.
And if they appease
us, we get 0.5% of the truth of what's going on.
Exactly.
Yep,
and they know. You know they know. I mean, they've got They know.
Yep.
They know.
I don't I don't like the idea of wearing the masks and being, you know, isolated in my house working 2 days a week. But at the same time, right. I think there's something scarier happening. So I'm just going to stay home as much as I can.
Stay home.
Do you know what I mean? We have been hanging around with the same four people, maybe six, four people for about the same month.
Well,
and so it's like we're just gonna start a little commune with the half a dozen of us. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Stay in your circle. Oh, yeah.
Just fuck it.
You don't have to be a sacrificial lamb like the rest of us essential employees.
Yes.
Don't.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't go out. Exactly. Yep. Because a lot of you essential employees are like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, are
and,
like,
and
oh,
unfortunately,
shit.
It's the medical professionals that are getting it
mm-hmm.
so hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part. Which is what's so weird is because, like, now that I think about it, now that you asked me that, everybody that I know personally that has it
has been
a medical personnel.
Yep.
So again, not to feed into the conspiracy, but that makes you wonder: is it something that's being targeted? Because as long as they keep medical workers sick a little bit and people sick in the hospitals, then the rest of us will think this is a real big deal.
Yeah.
When there's something else that could be completely be going on.
Yep.
And our government has poisoned us before.
Yeah.
And they will poison us again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, you think about the drugs being introduced to the black community back in the 50s and 60s.
Right,
I mean, like, there's all kinds of cases of that.
Yes.
Where you're just like, holy shit, you know?
The heavy doses of amphetamines that were given to our boys in the fucking Vietnam.
Yeah.
And the opiates that were passed out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no way.
No, they
don't
care. They do it all the time.
They don't care about
they
us.
They don't.
We are
they
the monkeys.
Care.
We're the monkeys.
Yeah,
we are
the monkeys. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
Right, and that's why I'm so scared about this whole vaccine coming out because I saw a documentary about them testing it. So they are testing it on humans right now, which is terrifying.
Yes,
because it takes monkeys and rabbits and all the other things we don't want to think about in this wonderful PETA society that we live in. But it seems like they've just like flown through the testing phase, we're testing it on humans.
Yeah, I don't want to be that human.
I'm not doing it.
How can you be that human? That's horrible.
You sign up because you've already eaten the blue pill.
The blue pill, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Bill Gates is behind it. He's going to chip everybody. He's going to put
Have
chips.
Have you seen that? That's so bizarre. Like,
and you want to know what
I'm
else
like,
is great?
I don't know how much of that to believe. Like, that's like Mark of the Beast shit and it freaks me out.
He dipped out when all this started happening.
Early.
He dipped out early. He was like, see you guys, I'm going to my little secret place that nobody knows about.
Yep.
Right. Because he knew.
Yep. And then he's like, you know what? This would be a great time to put out the chip.
Great time. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to want to get a vaccine. Mm-hmm. If we can slip a little chip in there.
In that vaccine.
Because they can totally put it in through a syringe.
Yeah.
And then what do we know? We're worshiping Bill Gates.
Worshiping Bill Gates.
You know what I mean?
Fucking Bill Gates.
Yeah. Fucking Bill Gates.
You know what? Those guys are in on it.
May Gates be with you.
May the Gates be with you. Fuck.
It is crazy, though.
You got to go all the way to the end. You got to go to the crazy side of thinking because that's how they sneak it in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we're all going, and it's so, like I'm watching these Facebook posts of people, and I'm reading it, and I'm going, what? You guys are dumb. And then I'm like, wait, what?
Wait a minute.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Wait a
like,
minute.
Like, then I start, like, spinning, and
or
my brains
you
are spinning.
Or you see something that then you're like, hey. Maybe they're onto something because you have a personal experience where you're like, that was weird. Maybe it is something.
And I come from like major redneck America stock, you know, like all my family in Iowa and everything.
Vests.
They're all America.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what I want. And they can't take my freedom away from me and all this stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck
yeah.
Seriously, it's freaking me out.
It is kind of freaking us too.
Our kid came home the other day and he walks in. He's like, look what I got, mom. And he lays down a new handgun on the table. And I thought, you little shit, I need a gun.
Yep. He took his tax. The day he got his tax check, he went and cashed it.
Yep.
And he went right to the freaking store, applied for his concealed weapons.
Yep.
Bought himself a new handgun
with a
hip holster and everything.
Yep.
I mean, and he's like, he got his thing. And then from our house, he was going to the county to put the money down to apply for his concealed weapons. Because he's like, I'm not doing this, Dad. I'm not going in. Unarmed now.
He only stopped by to get a mask. He was like, I need a stupid mask, Mom. And everybody says I got to have one. I was like, all right, here you go.
So where are we in this country? We've got a bunch of kids. I mean, he's 24, 25-year-old kid running around with guns in their pockets and masks.
Well, because
you couldn't even wear a mask into a public
and have
place.
A gun.
You couldn't and never have a gun.
But now you can go into a bank with a mask on and ask for money.
Yes,
you can.
Yes, you can.
And I'm telling you, 6-8 weeks ago, we couldn't go into a store with a mask
or
on.
Or a convenience store.
Nope,
absolutely not.
And now,
absolutely not.
We're masked.
And you know what's really sad? I've actually got a couple of black guy friends who are like, I'm not going to wear a mask out in public. And I'm like, why? You know? And they're like, oh, no, I want everybody to see my face. Yeah. I don't want anybody to think you can't in this society. And I'm like, that's really sad. And then the other day I was in a Walgreens and a black guy came in to buy something, took his mask off when he came inside, looked at the teller and said, hi, how are you today? And walked through the store without his mask on. And then as he was leaving, after he paid, he put it back on and went outside. And yeah. I was just like, wow, this is the world we're living in.
They have a whole different level of fear that they live in every day.
Right.
Totally. You know? Accusation.
That's what Marlon's mask is like, kid spider web. He's like, I want this mask. So you can tell it's a little Corona mask.
Yep. It's friendly. I'm friendly.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like,
well, and
yeah.
It's just, and it's really weird that it's like affecting different races more than others, and
yeah,
and it affects men more than women, yeah. And like, it's just such a weird,
yeah, because weird disease. Because last month or 2 months ago, you did, the only people in masks were Asians.
To take people out, it would be smart to take the men out first.
It would,
oh,
but
yeah.
You cater a disease for mm-hmm. the men.
Yep.
You know,
because
I mean, we're smarter. We're the smarter sex. So,
you know,
like, we're going to be okay with that.
Actually, that's not
a
bad idea.
Nothing will get done.
We'll rebuild
nothing
so
will
much
get done.
Faster. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
But you know what?
Listen.
The hair salons and the nail salons will be open, bitch.
And yeah, there are women out there that can build you a better house than you could build.
No gay dudes doing your hair.
Wow. Well, they might make it.
All going to look like Flo.
They might make it.
Everyone's going to look like Flo.
You know what? They've programmed it so that my hair gay can still do my hair.
That's right.
It's a straight man disease.
He's more female.
Straight man disease.
As long as we've got sperm in the sperm banks, we're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are going to become a race
and
of
honestly,
Amazonians.
I know, women.
And I know we talked about like the coronials coming out in 9 months, but I think everybody's so sick of each other now that that's not happening.
Anymore. Oh, hell no.
I agree.
Now there are no condoms on the show.
I'm like, can you please take a shower and get out of your underwear and stop playing video games?
Right, right.
Please.
Can you
I
just
gotta get a fucking video game, man.
Can you just go to the basement? Just get out of my face, right? Like, don't sit in the main part of the house today, okay?
Yeah, just leave me alone. Don't breathe on me. Do you have to chew that loud?
Right.
Stop it.
I'm going to clean this place again. Yep.
And I truly might kill my children. Not
yeah,
even gonna joke.
I bet.
Wow. We're lucky.
That's what I was telling my girlfriend. I said, I feel so bad for everyone who has kids because summer break has started now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In their mind's eye, it started now. And now it's like the parents are like, great. Now I have even more time I have to fill to entertain them.
Mm-hmm. And at least mine are a little bit older.
Yeah.
So they're doing good on their own. But
and they'll
like,
do their own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our friends have like a 3 or 5 year old or 7.
It's 4 and 7.
4 and 7, I believe.
Yeah.
And so one of them still has to take a dance class, or both of them. They're just got to take Zoom dance classes. And she's like, do you know how impossible it is to get two little kids to try and do a dance class in front of a computer?
And the whole reason she paid for the dance class is so she'd have time away from those kids for an hour. And, and now it's happening in her house. And she's like, shit, this backfired so bad.
Well, and the amount of homework they're making these stupid kids do.
Oh, it's not fair.
Yeah.
Especially the littler ones.
Right.
It's
it seems like
fair.
They have more than the big ones do.
And you know what? They should have started this a long time ago, changing especially how the high school kids learn and how they do school.
Yep.
Because that should have begun to change a long time ago with technology and how smart those kids are when they get to high school. Technology-wise,
easy for you to say.
They should be having other options for schooling.
Yep,
they should.
We need to go back to trades.
You do so many college classes online anyway. You know,
yes.
You're preparing these kids for that anyway. So it seems like
an
excessive waste of time.
Some of the kids do better that way. You know what I mean? So it should have been an option a long time ago.
And then the telemedicine thing is going to be huge.
Oh,
I think that's going to stick. I think they're finding out that this is so much better. We're just getting so many less hits on the ER
because
people can just like be face to face
with
their
doctor. And how much money is that saving?
Yeah.
That's saving so much money.
Oh yeah.
For the hospitals, because I mean, how many people walk into the ER that can't pay for the ER?
Right.
A lot.
And if you can do some kind of telething, even, yep. I mean, like, hopefully Medicaid, Medicare gets on board with that, and they start having doctors that are just strictly that can just be there to do the teleconferencing and the telemedicine.
It'll be easier for them.
It's crazy good. It's been a crazy good thing.
They could even set it up like those, like Medicare, Medicaid. They could even set up a little kiosk at Walgreens. You go in and mm-hmm. call your doctor.
Something like that.
You
yeah.
know what?
Yeah.
If you don't have internet or you don't have the way yeah. to yeah. do that, you just go in there and you just talk to your doc real quick. Calls it right into the pharmacy. Boom.
That's
the
a great
door.
Idea. Like a little phone yep. booth, yep. little private booth.
You should patent that right now. Like yeah.
And the doctor could say, "Oh, I don't know. Press the boob up against the little square on the screen."
Right. We'll squeeze it.
Well, they can tell your weight by the chair.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They can tell your blood pressure
you can
by the chair.
You can do the blood pressure and you squeeze the things. Yep. And, yep.
Oh, everything. Totally. And then that's how I've had my physicals the last few years. Check my blood pressure, everything right there in that chair.
But they could. And then they
and
could
then
be smart. Like, okay.
A guy would pop right up.
They could be like, okay, your blood pressure is extremely high. Yeah. Come into the office.
You need to see some
Your BMI on. Sucks. You need to lose weight, fatty.
Yeah. Right. Hey, exactly. From here, you walk home.
Yeah. Show me your cart, please. Yeah. Take that out. Take those out. Walk your asshole.
That's right.
You could have a nutritionist on there. It'd
oh,
be great.
That would be great. Now, and having the nutritionist would be great.
What I'm hoping happens is I hope that we like totally revamp the whole system of healthcare and do some kind of like preventative medicine where we're teaching people beforehand and not just serving people with a pill.
Yes.
Because we've gone way too far in the wrong direction.
Yes, but that's
and that's
big
why
pharma.
Even Colorado, one of the healthiest states, is in its it has obese people. I mean, it's just it's insane.
Yep.
You know, we're just so unhealthy. And
I hope that
and I think
this...
that's part of the way they're trying to kill us.
Yep.
So
I hope that this revamps life.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. You. That whole article was crazy where we just need to take a breath and just like reassess everything and say, what do we need in our
that's
lives what and
what I said.
Don't we need?
People are going to come to the conclusion, you know what? I don't need all this stuff. Yep. All of this excess house stuff that we have is just actually stress and it causes all these other things. And since we haven't had those, we're feeling better.
We are feeling
and
better.
And we're sitting down to dinner every night with our kids.
And, spending
and we're spending time. I mean, I spent 4 hours coloring and coloring books with my teenage daughters the other night.
Oh,
and it was
that.
Awesome.
That's so fun.
You know?
Ariel and I used to do that. We'd be doing that.
But that's
now
the kind of stuff
old.
That we're so busy doing life that we don't have time to do. Mm-hmm. And this has kind of made us slow down and spend that time with them. So it's been really, really nice in that regard. Like,
yeah.
I have all four kids under the same house. Two of them are at college. They're here stuck with me.
We talked to, right? we talked to a guy in, where was he, in Pakistan? And we asked him what he was doing.
That guy was in India.
India. And he said they have a 6 o'clock curfew. Can't go out, you know. And he said in his household, it's him and his wife, their kids, and his parents. And so, and I said, are you guys going crazy? And he said, no, we're playing games. Mm-hmm. We're spending time together. We cook
Cooking
together.
Food.
He's like, it's actually been really good for everybody. Because we're just enjoying each other.
Enjoying their families.
And I thought that's
what's
missing.
Which we don't get to do because we're too fast right now.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, and everyone's chasing the mighty dollar.
Yep.
Yep.
Because we live
and
so
my kids,
outside
my
our
kids
means.
Are cooking. Yep. We're all living outside our means and it sucks.
Yep.
And I'm making my kids each take turns cooking dinner.
I love that.
You know, like, what are you cooking this week? And it's been really, really enjoyable. I'm sad, though, because I have to leave.
Yeah. But that's brilliant. What a perfect time to teach your kids how to live.
How to be self-sufficient.
Yeah. Yeah. And teach
laundry.
Them. Laundry.
Laundry.
Finances.
Cleaning the house.
Help them with whatever they get from the government payout. Maybe they have some finances and teach them how to use it.
You could even make a grocery shopping
balance a checkbook.
Game. Panoramic grocery shopping. You have $20. What are you going to get? You have to eat on
what are you
for,
gonna get?
For a week.
Oh, yeah. You
gotta
do it for...
You've got $20 to get you through to your next pay period.
Yep. What are you going to do? Yeah. And you have to feed your kids.
Put together your pandemic list.
Right. You know?
Your kids are going to have to eat out of the damn pantry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Imagine that. Imagine there wasn't a Grubhub.
I love that,
I'm making chili tonight. Does anybody want any? No, that's gross. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
When you said that, I thought you were talking to me, and I was like, I want some.
Right? Sounds awesome. They're like, no, I don't like kidney beans. You know, whatever.
Then you punch them in the kidney.
Now you're going to like them.
That doesn't leave a bruise if you punch someone in the kidney. It's a good,
I don't know.
No,
I think it makes you pee, doesn't it?
That's like, a good
I think
place.
It hurts your pee.
Like if you want to get someone and they can't prove it, punch.
Are you
that
asking
kidney.
For a friend, or do you really want to know? Because you're gonna beat up Shayna.
No, that's what he said.
Are you kidding, Shayna? I couldn't beat up Shayna.
Now, this is the trick. You got to punch him in the armpit.
Oh, that's right. No one will believe you.
No.
She always hits me in the armpit. And they're like, okay.
See?
Go sit down.
You're not believing
that's
him right
weird.
Now. Yeah. Shut up, Sean.
Or I'll punch you in the armpit. She only hits me when she's sober.
Which is not very often. Don't worry. I'm okay.
So,
that's exactly right.
I'm safe.
He keeps me well lubricated.
Yeah, that's right. That's so clink, 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 clink.
Well, I do hope the best things come out of this pandemic.
Well, I'm telling you, I want to lay this on you.
Okay.
Because I'm on this new theory right now, and you need to go to bed, so you mull over this while you're laying in bed. I think that as humanity, the Earth has slipped into a new dimension. Because nothing of our lives is the same. Not one thing that can you think of in your life is the same other than you're still pooping.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But is that the same?
Everything is different. No, because I have a bidet. So even that's different. So we have slipped collectively, maybe subconsciously, maybe physically into a different dimensional field.
So like in Back to the Future when he changes one thing and he goes back to the reality and everything's fucked up.
Yeah. We're living in Biff's world.
We're living in Biff's world.
Exactly.
It's Biff cheated and
now
brought the almanac
the
back with him and now we're all fucked.
And now he's Donald Trump.
It's the same world. It's the same world. But what's every single thing is different about it?
It's all tweaked.
It's
just
all
a
tweaked.
Little bit.
Just a little bit.
Tiny bit.
Just enough to
it's
make it matter.
Rick and Morty different. But it's just a little teeny tiny different. And we have to start living that way.
Yeah.
We have to
the
begin.
The Twilight Zone with the pig noses.
Yes.
Exactly. Only without the noses. Yeah. But we have to wear masks now. But
so it is
like
how
the
do
pig
you know
nose.
What my nose looks like?
Absolutely.
I don't.
Damn mask.
This is going to break down all social ideas and standards for beauty.
Yep.
This is going to break down. It's like, listen, I would have never given you a second look, but can I come over and breathe your air? You know what I mean? It's like, it's going to change everything. It's going to change.
Have you taken the immunity test yet? Because if you're negative, I'll come on over, baby.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
like,
we talked yesterday to Dan Hardy and he's virtually dating over video. You know, and he's like, this is so weird. He's like, it's so weird. And you'll talk to someone and then it's like, oh, do you want a live stream? And they ghost you.
Right,
and you're like, what the hell?
Exactly.
What's wrong with you? What? Why can't I see your face?
Yep.
You know?
Because it's a picture of a model that I stole off the internet.
But he can't get away from it because he realizes that's the future.
Yeah.
So
it is the future.
He has to embrace it.
Yeah, and start to live that way.
And
practice
then he gets
in
on,
that realm.
He gets on these video chats with girls and they're just sitting in their couch, their sweats, no makeup, their hair's not brushed.
They don't look like they showered for two days.
They got a lap full of Cheetos. You know what I mean? And it's like, because our standards are going to have to come down.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone.
Can I just say that I'm so glad that I met my husband in high school. 26 years later, I don't have to date online or do any of this crap because, my God, kill me now.
I would lose my mind.
We were talking about that with him, and then we've talked about it since then. I couldn't imagine what it would be like for us if we were single right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I would be single. I would not date anybody. I would be a hermit. It would be awful.
It'd be awful.
I'll be honest with you. The internet would be full of my dick pics.
Isn't it already?
No, it's not.
Come on.
But it's this coronavirus is no telling. But I would have been so like needy.
Yeah.
And because they ghost you all the time. Like Dan says, you would talk to someone and you feel like, oh, this is going great. And then you never hear from them again. Oh, my God, I'd be so devastated. I'd be like, don't you like me? I thought it was good. You had nice hair, even though it wasn't brushed. I'd be sending 86 text messages. I would be the worst, man. I would be the worst.
You'd be the stalker.
Here's a picture. This is what my dick looks like. Did that help?
Yeah. Is that big enough?
is it too small?
And have you seen that Pornhub is like, they almost broke the internet the other day because there have been so many downloads.
Yep. They're giving away free Prime.
The other industry that's really interesting right now is the sex for hire online stuff. Like it's like going crazy.
Cam girls.
Like,
cam girls.
Cam girls are.
The cam girls.
Man,
it's crazy.
You're bored. Like, start a cam.
Maybe I should start a cam.
All the strippers went online. It's crazy.
Of course they did. They were starving.
Fast.
They were like, holy shit. Sally,
they got
what's
that
site?
Their rock and roll lifestyle.
That's right.
And I bet you that the money has gone up. I mean, I bet
oh,
you.
Oh, the minimum? It's not.
The
it's
minimum,
not,
exactly.
It's not $1.99 a minute
right,
now?
Exactly.
Now
$7.99.
Now it's $5.99.
Oh, inflation. Oh, come on. It hasn't been $1.99 since.
True. Well, what I'm trying to say is they're pussy gouging.
Right.
Right now.
You know what? That they have to roll their tips in there somehow. Right? Now, come on. My average is about $10 for about 20. Yeah.
That's funny.
20. Well, let's say 15 minutes. So,
pussy gouging.
You have to, you got to even it
and
out.
That's not right.
You know
you
what?
Don't gouge for that.
They're not controlling
well,
that, though. Government's
here's
not
the
controlling
problem.
That.
I would never pay. I'd never pay for that. I get it for free every
well,
day
yeah,
at work. So.
Well,
yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. You got them every day. You got. You can't turn it off.
Could you
can't.
Imagine how much money you would make if you had a little camera on your forehead?
Oh my
Do you know
God.
How much jail time that would be?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Nurse X Life.
You know what?
This is the best channel
Nurse
I've
X
ever.
Nurse X Life. I
yeah,
know.
This is the best channel I've ever watched.
Yeah, but your kids would be set up while you were in the pen.
She walks in the room. Oh, that's not right.
You obviously don't remember what pregnant vaginas look like. So
I never saw one.
It's not pretty, okay? Huh. I'm just going to leave it at that.
No, I refuse to believe that.
Also makes us one step away from aliens.
You guys are the aliens. The way she's describing it.
We are the aliens.
I'm gouging for it.
Gouging. The gouging in the gaping hole.
That's right.
Sounds like a movie.
That's
is.
Right.
Sounds like a movie.
Nurse X Life should be like,
movie.
I can yeah. put
it's
my okay. whole hand in this one.
I see a guy in a brown suit and a lady with a stare, mean stare.
Right.
Mean stare.
You don't know which one's gouge and which one's the gaper.
Well, she's got to be the gaper.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
This is 2020.
Yeah. They get a little gapey back there, too.
This. I felt like I did this.
You
I
did.
Felt like I led us right to
you
this.
Did.
I did.
Well, it doesn't help that I live in the gutter. So
yeah,
you
know. That's true.
You have
it's that dark
and...
nursing humor we have.
Yeah,
you got to have it in your field, right? For someone in your field, you couldn't be all uptight and be like, "Oh, I cannot take a look at your vagina."
Right.
You would be surprised. There's a lot of like nursing groups on Facebook that we're all kind of in. Like, there's a couple of dark nursing humors and then there's like labor and delivery nurses rock, you know, and like they get offended by everything. You don't
gums.
Love your patients. That's the wrong mentality. You shouldn't be talking about them that way.
I love
you,
it.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
shut
like
up.
A goth nurse and a bubblegum nurse.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
It's the beauty. It's the beauty.
I would go in and be like, can I have that other nurse?
Yeah, right. Bring that real lady
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I don't like you. We were joking before you got
oh,
here.
Oh, it's like the church lady down
yeah.
there. Oh,
yep.
That's nice.
Satan?
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's pray for this. This is about to happen.
I love
Isn't it.
It
special? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Nurse X, so much.
Yes.
For coming and being candid
so
with
fun.
Us and real with us. So basically, the story has not changed. Wash your hands.
Not changed. Wash your hands, bitches.
That's
and
right.
Wear a mask.
Dirty
when you're
asses.
Out
in
public. That's
yep.
right. Wash your ass.
Wash your asses. Stop throwing the fucking gloves on the ground.
The ground.
You
oh,
idiots.
Yes.
Do not.
And if you're wearing a pair of gloves and you go out into the parking lot, it's okay with your gloves on to pick up any gloves you see and
yeah.
put them in the trash can.
Yes. Yes.
It really is okay. You're not going to get
them in
the
trash with your gloves.
That's a great point. I mean, I have not put on a pair of gloves since this whole thing, nor have I purchased one container of Clorox wipes. I just want everyone to know you can survive without them.
Yeah.
We've done
Where
just
are you going to get them?
Yeah.
Well, I still
saying,
can't get them.
I'm talking about the people that had to hoard 86 containers of them
right.
because they thought they were going to die without them. Because you've done that,
right.
those of us who did not
get
any have still survived.
We're
alive.
You know what? We're going to be stronger than you
so
in the end.
So fuck off with your Clorox wipes.
Right.
And I hope that your skin burns.
Yeah.
You know
I
what I mean?
It sloughs off your fingerprints.
Everybody needs to just calm the fuck down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And put the mask on. It makes you feel better. It makes the people around you feel better. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And
stop wearing the gloves.
Yep.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
If you do wear the gloves, pick up all the gloves from the idiots.
Yeah.
Throw them away.
Yep. And if you do wear the cotton masks, make sure you wash them every day.
Because gross.
Get more than one.
Yeah.
And rotate.
And rotate and wash them.
We have plenty.
And if you don't know where to get them, Shayna's got them.
That's right. Can hand wash them in the sink, but make sure you wash them.
We can literally make a mask from scratch in about 7 minutes. We have figured it out between Shane and I and Marlon, the three of us, and Mike. If Mike's here, we can bring it down even a couple more minutes.
We can come down to about four.
But we've got it down. If you need masks, we've got masks. If you don't have money and you can't afford masks, reach out to us.
And or you could just wear a turtleneck over your face.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like that. The turtleneck.
Because it'll do this. It's going to do the same thing for you. I mean, it's just going to make you feel better.
Okay, so I should stop hating on the turtleneck?
Yeah. Anything that you're putting over your face to cover it, it's working. Right.
But aren't you just folding?
And really, all it's doing is it's stopping your germs from going to somebody else.
That's
the
only
point. So it's not preventing you from getting anything.
Take the turtleneck off. You know what I mean? Don't wear it around your house.
Yeah. Don't really wear a turtleneck. That's weird. Yeah. I'm going to start doing that at the hospital because I think that'd be funny. But no, don't really do it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a Facebook Live, and we thought we should wear our masks and wigs. And
you totally should. Yeah. You know, and to be even more funny, you should say, fuck you, CDC, and wear a bandana.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's effective, too.
Yeah. It is.
It is effective.
It's doing the exact same thing.
Because I'm judging people for just putting a dish towel around their face.
Have you seen the people that have the hoodie with the lid?
The lid, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. You know how pissed I'd be if it fell out of my hoodie and broke in the store?
Right.
Because now I'm unprotected in the store and I lost my lid.
Yeah, you got no lid.
Right. Or people wearing plastic bags over their faces because that makes sense.
Or a cut water bottle.
Those are the people that are going to die from this, the stupid people.
The birthday. No, they're not going to die. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The birthday hats.
I saw a lady in her scuba gear.
Really?
She had her air tank on her back and her whole scuba mask on and everything walking through the store.
Brilliant. Well, this is how you get noticed. What do we got? Don't we have a Ghostbusters thing? I can dress up like a Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's funny.
I did see photos of someone in the old school plague mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or the dinosaur costumes.
Yeah, those are fun.
Dinosaur costumes. Those are good too.
I'm over the dinosaur.
You're over it?
I thought
this was a good way to reuse that and like make it live again.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing it.
I
just decided what I'm doing. I am ordering me the inflatable penis costume.
Okay. You should just ask Paul.
I don't know if he still has it or not, but we should all get the penis.
And walk around. A bunch of dicks.
Get the dinosaurs, man.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Get a blow up pussy.
Is there a blow up vag?
I don't
know. That'd be really cool too.
We need to
look. You need to wear that to work.
Those should come in different colors.
They should. They should, because they all come in different colors anyway.
Yeah.
Like purple.
It's rainbow vag.
Like purple. No.
Well.
It's not technically purple.
If you get a dark enough African-American, it is kind of purple. Yeah. Just saying.
Oh, yes.
Is it? Look at that.
Oh, it's a couple outfit.
Oh, see?
Oh. You get a penis and a vagina, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, this one's gaping.
Yes, that is gaping.
a lot of them are.
Ah, she's all wearing it proud.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I wonder if you could get one with meat curtains.
Oh, I'll Google that.
A meat curtain.
Yeah.
Meat.
Inflatable labia.
Oh, yummy.
They gotta be long. They look like bacon strips.
Nope. That's all that came up was a bacon strip.
Wow.
This has really gone downhill. I know.
Yeah, really fast.
It usually does.
Really fast.
Right, it's a slippery slope into the gutter.
Always. I'm ordering this thing right now. Inflatable penis.
Hey, what? Do your show.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Do your show.
Next time we do this show with you, I will be wearing an inflatable penis.
And I better get a picture because I'm all about that life.
Yes. So great.
Well, there's a lot of people in the room. Thank you, guys. We're not going anywhere just yet, but we want to send Nurse X off.
So she can go to bed.
Because she hasn't slept.
Must go to bed. Got to work tonight. Love you all. You guys are great. I love you. Love you. Love you.
We love you,
Swallow
too.
Swallow Nation.
Yeah, woo-hoo! That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll touch in with you again.
Yes.
All right. Sweet.
You always make us feel better.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
I don't feel like I did much today, but you're welcome.
No, just hanging out with you, because if we got a sense from you that you were nervous or you were feeling...
Last time it was more nervous.
Yeah, we got something different from you last time.
Yeah.
More... What's the word?
I think this time all of the medical people are just over it.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. I think we're tired of it too. We're all exhausted.
We're all sick of it. We're fed up.
There's no end in sight. No. It just keeps getting extended and we're pissed as hell and like... seriously, can we just be done with this? Right. I just want my life back.
But
that's
now,
where we're at.
2 weeks later, you sound like you understand it a lot more.
Yeah.
And you're using
because there's
more
so much,
words that
there's
are
some,
encouraging.
There's so much more, right, and there's so much more information now than there were even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, I expect if I talk to you in 2 weeks again, we'll have even more you know?
Yeah. Yep.
But we can talk about vaginas, too.
Right. And as it like envelop, you know, and we start to see more and more of it, we'll know more. And so, you know, and once you know more, you obviously, you know, feel better. So,
the more you know.
Exactly.
The more you know.
That's exactly right. Okay. Good night.
All right.
Good
I'm
night.
Going to bed. I love you all.
Okay. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I need to work on an intro for her.
Yeah.
I do. I need it. It's Nurse X. She's telling the truth. She looks at vaginas all day.
She looks at them all day.
She can't lie when she's looking in that eye. She's Nurse X. Something like that. She, what a weird career that would be. I know like the OBGYN guys and stuff, they're looking down there all day long at women, but they're looking at them when they're like, you know, in distress sometimes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that might not
be.
But she, just pregnant puss all day.
Right.
Just all day.
I love it.
What an interesting job that would be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got our friends in the room. I hope that Nurse X helped you feel better a little bit about coronavirus. I know she always helps me feel better about it because there's no reason to be scared about it or to be all. We need to be concerned that we could be under a gaslight.
Right.
We need to be making sure that we're educated and we're aware.
Take some time and be your own fact checker.
Yeah. We're not just eating what they're giving us.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, this will probably end, but it will never be the same.
Never be the same. It never is.
No. Not after something like
this. No. I'm sure it wasn't the same after the Spanish flu.
Well,
you
I'm
know,
sure it wasn't.
Which sets new levels and precedences and changes etiquettes and the way things are. And then it gets lax again. And then something else happens and goes back, tightens up again.
What was that, like 18 or 19, 20?
Mm-hmm. 18.
18.
18.
Late 18, early 18. So it's been like 200 years maybe?
Was it 18, 19? 19, 18. Something like that.
Well, it's been long enough that we got
it's
lazy.
It's been 100 years.
We got lazy.
Yeah.
So 1919.
Yeah, it's been 100 years.
And so in 100 years,
1918, Classy says.
1918. We got lazy and forgot that viruses can wipe out our country.
Right.
And it looks like that it started in 1918, the flu pandemic usually lasted, and it lasted until December, from January 1918. To December of 1920.
Oh,
so that's almost 2 years. That's 20, 20 months, 22 months.
I bet the same thing happens 20, with this.
Yeah. So we could theoretically see a 2 year effect from this.
Yep.
And it affected 500 million people, which at that time was a quarter of the world's population.
Wow.
So the death toll was estimated to have been about 17 to 50 million people. And that was 100 years ago, the Spanish flu. So if we don't do anything and we just don't give a shit.
I feel like 100 years before that, there was another huge epidemic.
We could see those same numbers or larger mm-hmm. because the population was so much lower back
right.
then. If we...
It should be a quarter of the population.
If we lose a quarter of our population, what is there, like 3 billion, 4 billion people on this planet? I even know.
I don't either.
Too many.
Yeah.
By seven.
It's probably why they do it every 100 years.
Who's that? The government?
Right. Take it down.
Oh.
Take it down.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's creepy to think about that that's possible.
Yep.
The current population, the world, is estimated from 2019 to be 7,577,130,400.
Wow.
So 7.5 billion people, a quarter of that is going to be like almost 2 billion people.
Yeah.
You know, 1.6 billion people. You know, that's a good way to eliminate a lot of waste, a lot of excess, a lot of pollution.
Yeah.
But where do you put 2 billion bodies? I mean, did you see in Germany and Italy or whatever?
Just like when they were burning them up over there
in China.
Yeah, and it leaves a footprint in the atmosphere.
Yeah, you could see the smoke from the bodies burning from space.
Yep.
And that's kind of crazy. Oh, you know what? When Nurse X comes into the room, mm-hmm. it says Nurse Sex. I just saw sex and I was like, ooh, Nurse X. It's
like Nurse X.
Mass graves. I understand that, Mike, but that's a lot. That's a big ass hole for 2 billion people.
Because I feel like every 100 years there's something. You know? So we should look it up, because 1720 to 2020, how pandemics have threatened us. I'm telling you, there was something else before the Spanish flu that was 100 years before that.
That's why I like the name Nurse Sex. Well, that's a great thought. That's an interesting thought that every 100 years, our government does something. Now, we also heard the conspiracy that the Chinese were working with aliens.
Right.
And this could be a kind of an alien morphed virus. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think that if it was something out of the ordinary, I feel like that they would have picked up on that. Mm-hmm. Now, would they tell us?
Right.
I don't know. If it was an extraterrestrial agent or something like that, I don't think that they would let us know, obviously. Because
so
is this a test?
In 1720, it was the bubonic plague.
How many people died there?
100,000.
Okay, well, that's still quite a bit. Well, mm-hmm. considering the population, mm-hmm. that was probably a lot of people.
Right.
Well, I mean, millions died from the Black Plague, too.
The Asiatic cholera pandemic?
Cholera pandemic. That sounds bad.
I don't know.
Does anyone else have any conspiracies they want to lay out there?
And then 1918 was the Spanish flu.
The government?
Right. I mean, it's just
aliens.
I'm just saying.
Was it?
It doesn't hurt to be open-minded.
It doesn't.
Right? Like, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to drink the Kool-Aid. You don't have to. But maybe just have an open-minded conversation. Maybe that's what this will cause. It'll cause people to be more open-minded in their talking, in their communicating, in their listening to other people, right? And then maybe even open their eyes to what's happening around them to see if they're seeing any of it.
Well, all the conspiracy theory guys right now are going, ha, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you some shit was happening. I knew some shit was going down. I told you that they are doing stuff. And now the mainstream news is becoming the fake news.
Yeah.
And
well,
so the conspiracy news are going to be the truth.
That's why I have stopped watching the news, because they're saying here, our local news here, it just says the same thing over and over and over again. Same stories every day, nothing different. I mean, nothing new. It's horrible. So I've been watching the BBC news on PBS. And man, it's a whole different. And we also watch the Mexican news on the Spanish channel.
I know. Because I wish they did subtitles in English.
Yeah, because I think we're learning Spanish that way. They just really lay it out there. You know what I mean? They don't show you the dead bodies.
Oh, they show the dead bodies.
Right. They are out there telling the truth, I feel like.
Yeah, they are. Jason says, forget mass graves. We need mass orgies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, those will come back.
Those will come back.
Because the private little circles are beginning to grow.
Yep.
And then things are going to happen in those little circles, because people can't leave their groups.
It will.
It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be interesting.
You think, and Jason cannot wait.
If you're not journaling, you should start now.
Yep. And Jason, you better order your penis costume. Inflatable penis. It's $24.95.
That's funny.
Yep.
All right. Well, good.
Mine will be here May 8th.
Did you order it?
Yes. And I'm going to, hopefully this thing's not over by the time I get it. Because I want to be able to run around.
You're going to be able to wear that penis for 2 years.
Yeah. I want to get video of me just walking around in lonely downtown Denver.
Okay. Like, sad.
Yeah.
We'll make a big blue teardrop thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No one will think it's a tear.
Well, it'll be blue. It won't be white. And I'll kind of lean over.
Yeah, and be sad.
Like I'm droopy. Yeah. Like the Bill did when I'm just a Bill here on Capitol Hill.
I'm sad.
Yep. I'm just a cock walking down this sad block. Ain't no one here. Not even a queer. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff. And I could do a song, a little song.
Yeah, you could.
Could be sitting on the Capitol steps.
Be all sad.
No legislation happened. I'm so sad. Stuff like
that. Maybe so. All right. You're getting weird now.
And then Jason, he wants to get a costume so we can wrestle.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, well, I'll come around the corner, and then he's coming around the corner. We're both sad. We're like, we both pop up real quick, like,
go,
hey,
rub our heads together. Oh my God, oh my God.
And then we walk off, arm in arm, like, skip.
You have no arms.
Oh, we walk off, shaft to shaft, skip off together. No, it's not a fight. It's a friendship. It's like we're lonely, and then we met our friend. And then we go off into the sunset, and then fades to black. I'm going to storyboard it.
Okay.
Wait till you see these pictures.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm doing it. I'm telling you, don't get the dinosaur. The dinosaur is overdone. Overdue. It's overdone.
Get a flamingo.
It's derivative. Is that the word?
Yeah.
It's overdone.
There you go.
Don't do the dinosaur. Get the inflatable penis. It's tired. The
there
dinosaur
you go.
Is
it's
tired. Yeah. Everyone's done it.
That's right. Okay.
Grandma picks up her grandkids and the dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Well, what else you got? You want to talk about some fun stuff?
Like
I think
what?
We did.
We did. We did talk fun.
We did. We did. Shayna's got to get to work.
Yep.
Shayna needs to get to work making masks. If you, oh wait, I have to do this.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, right. So go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What?
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Good night, nurse sex.
Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! All right, it is Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yes.
I have a happy thought.
What is it?
My happy thought is I'm thankful and happy for all these people that recognize they need to protect themselves,
yes,
and others, and have purchased masks from us.
Yes.
I am happy for our friend Marlon. I'm happy for our friend Mike. I'm happy for our friend Jen and Eric. And I'm happy for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
For all of them who've come and poured their time and their bodies into,
yeah,
helping us help
their
other
abilities,
people.
Their talents.
We can't thank you enough. We can't give you enough.
That's our crew.
For being part of our crew. We thank Classy Little Cupcake for her gifts, and she brought us soup.
Yep.
And this soup. And we ate some soup. And it was very good. And Jason for coming over and offering up his massage chair for Shayna.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I'm in the market for a massage table.
Yeah.
If you know anyone or have one for sale under $100,
let us know.
In the market. What else? Email us.
Yeah.
Do not forget, this Saturday, we are having an Everything Swallow breakfast together. Socially distancing ourselves, of course. Everything Swallow breakfast at the Littleton Cafe.
Eat in your car.
In Littleton. We're all going to eat in our cars. And a very special server that day will be delivering your food on roller skates. Some of you may have seen me practicing. If you go to Swallow Nation on Facebook and join Swallow Nation, you'll see me in my roller skates practicing. I'm going to start delivering food. I'll be delivering food Saturday morning.
That's why I had to cut your hair.
Oh, right. I'm going to have a helmet.
You looked like Ellen in your video.
I looked like Ellen in the video. Go look at the video of me and see if I look like Ellen.
A little.
And you, I want to know.
It was some of her dance moves.
Shayna says, go to Swallow Nation on Facebook. Swallow Nation. Join the nation. And on there, she says I look like Ellen on roller skates. And my hands are too gentle.
Yeah, gentle. That's what I said was gentle. You're right.
All right. What we're going to do is we're all going to meet 10 a.m. at the Littleton Cafe. It's on the corner of Littleton Boulevard and Detour. I think it's like 1409 Littleton Boulevard, west Littleton Boulevard. You call ahead, 720-283-2233. All that information will be in the description of this podcast, as well as, you know, we'll post about it on Facebook.
Got it.
Come and have breakfast with us,
yeah,
from your car. We'll honk and we'll wave at each other, and I can give you all business cards when we hand out your food, and
yeah,
I will deliver your food on my roller skates.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun.
You can order off the Grubhub menu. That's the menu we're supposed to use. And you can just call in your order.
Yep.
And it'll be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That is in Littleton on Littleton Boulevard and Datura, the Littleton Cafe. Go to the Grubhub menu, but don't order the Grubhub. Just go look at the menu on Grubhub and then call 720-283-2233. Call the restaurant, Littleton Cafe, and order directly. And we'll be there. In the parking lot.
We're going to be there. Look for the cube.
Yep, look for the cube. Maybe I'll tie a balloon to the cube or something like that. It would be fun. But thanks, everybody. Again, we can't say enough about Nurse X.
Yeah.
She's so great. It's
so great.
It's good having a lifeline into the healthcare system.
Yeah.
With someone who's literally right there.
Right there.
12, 14-hour days working it, living it, and experiencing it.
Yep.
Because it makes me feel better.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lunar Lena. We would love for you to come. Your picture and your name has already got us interested in what you're all about. Yeah. What are you all about there, Lunar Lena? And where are you located?
Right.
Because we can take this baby on the road. And if you need masks and you're listening to this, she's in Nevada. And you need a mask, we can ship you a mask if you would like to look at our stuff. You can also see all that there on Swallow Nation. We've got pictures of the masks up there. But come and join us. Let's get out of the house. I mean, fuck. It sucks. You know what I mean? We're ordering Grubhub and shit anyways.
You're in your car.
I mean, you're still going to be in your car, but at least you can look around and watch an idiot on roller skates. Wait till you see the pants I'm wearing. Yeah, I'm going to wear the good ones. I'm going to wear my tight pants. It's going to be too cold for me to wear the short shorts.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the ladies were looking forward to the short shorts.
Well, you do have nice legs.
I know, but you can still see them in the pants I've got chosen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You see it all. But it might be too cold.
Go. No. Well, that's good for me, but bad for you guys. Go to Swallow Nation and check out that video.
Yes.
Of me practicing. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
So I show off them sexy legs. That's right. I hope everyone is safe. Don't be scared.
Yes.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wear a mask in public.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy your time. Try not to resent.
Nah, don't resent this. Try to have some self-growth.
Yeah.
Self-growth in this time.
File for the unemployment. It does work.
Yep.
You do get it.
Yep.
I do know it. You do get it.
Yep.
So file for it. It's an arduous process to get it all done. But once you have it done, it is worth it.
Right.
So do what you got to do.
Yep.
Start a hobby. Paint by numbers?
Anything.
Order a paint by numbers.
Clean your garage.
Clean. That sounds not like fun.
Well, but it'll make your life better.
It's almost springtime, right?
Yep,
it's like spring cleaning time.
It's spring right now. So we got a spring snow.
Just do your spring cleaning.
Right.
We got a spring snow out there.
I mean, hey. Come on. Come on.
It's the fucking spring.
What the hell?
Okay. I love you.
Love you too. Love you people. Have a good day.
Goodbye, everyone.
Have happy thoughts today. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.